Okay, let's see. We're in Arizona, so I'm going to read an Arizona poem. This is an easily pleased crowd, I think. And after that, I think I'll sing Inagata Davida for you guys. Now, this poem is called Ars Poetica, or Hoteling on the Cheap in Arizona. And sometimes when I go on tour, book tours, they stick me in these really funky, strange hotels. And this is one of them, and it happened to be in Phoenix. Ars Poetica. Ars Poetica is like your theory on the poetry, the art of poetry. Or hoteling on the cheap in Arizona. So I check into the hotel. The needle-thin junkie checked me in at 10. Ash fell from her mouth, the cigarette having gone dead. She said, check out is when you're done. I guess you guys know that experience over here. There's no way. I left with the key, room key wet in my hand, still warm from the last mule assigned to room 230. I climbed the steps unhurried because the moon was round and would spill on my sheets all night. But what use was the key when the door, locked gone, swung open? I tried the light switch with its greasy fingerprints of hell and sized up the bathroom, the freebies of shampoo and mouthwash half empty. I touched the one towel permanently imprinted with the face of every redneck biker from Goshen to Tulare. I could have talked to that face in that towel, roommate for the night. Shit, I said, left, and threw open the curtains. The balcony was small, too. A dead pigeon, its pipe cleaner of legs in the air, had spit up its seed. I looked over the edge, a boy print on the asphalt where some fellow, a body print on the asphalt where some fellow, no, a woman with smarts once jumped. So this was my final outpost, me the traveling violinist with arthritic hands and a violin with only one single string left. Used up, my concert collar dirtied. I returned to wash my face in the bathroom. I had failed the night before and will fail again. I then eyed two flies kicking in the bowl. One climbing onto the back of the other, the professorial ranks of state colleges suddenly clear.